Good morning, a Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, joins us. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Not a great story this morning. It has to do with a nursing home. It's Otsego Manor. It's located in Cooperstown. Give us an update about what's going on.
Our newspapers reported a couple of weeks ago that Centers Healthcare, a private company based in the Bronx that runs the former county nursing home, had raised its private payer rates from $300 a day to $510 a day. That means unless you go broke and have to go on Medicaid, care will cost you $186,000 a year. That rate is by far the highest in the state. The county sold its Otsego Manor in 2014 to a private company called Focus. And Focus sold to Centers Healthcare in January. To see Centers simply ratchet up the daily rate by 70% unilaterally without briefing the local family council and without any concern about anybody's ability to pay, well, you can imagine that was pretty disheartening. Can these companies that control the lives of our most vulnerable population do whatever they want, people were asking. As reported in this week's newspapers, the answer to that question is an emphatic no. The Attorney General's office filed 8 felony charges in Otsego Town Court against 2 top Focus executives, CEO Joseph Zupnik and a partner Daniel Herman. If found guilty, both face possible jail terms. One case had to do with Memorial Day week in 2016, when a woman who was confined to a wheelchair was left alone for 41 hours. No food, no water, no bathroom, simply left alone. The second case, it turns out, involved Bob Banta, who had been chairman of the County Soil Water Conservation Board for a decade. Bob was 91 when he died. His first night at Focus, he wasn't assessed as required for balance. He fell on the floor and hit his head. He was taken to Bassett Hospital, where he died a week later. According to the Attorney General's filings, 7 lower-level nurses and aides had been found guilty in those 2 and other cases. And when investigators continued to drill down, they discovered Focus had not only reduced salaries, but had cut staffing in half, by 50%. Administrators warned headquarters that they couldn't hire staff due to low wages, double shifts, and other poor working conditions. Tough, what was the answer from headquarters. To quote the Attorney General's document, the defendants disregarded numerous warnings that the residents were at risk of harm. And that, the Attorney General is saying, is a crime. Now, this is bad news, but it's also good news. Our county legislators, after washing their hands of Otsego Manor, have repeatedly said they can't do anything about what's happening there. And the state and federal bureaucracies are impossible for the average person to grapple with. But this finally is a wake-up call to for-profit nursing home owners. If they place profit above the safety of the patients in their care, they can go to jail.
Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to read this story and much, much more. Jim, thank you. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, sir.